I was thinking about our trip, and for those of you who may not know, Vicki and I just returned today from a road trip to San Diego. We left on the 13th of April and returned today, which is April 25th, 2024. And so we have been traveling for 12 days. And one thing I've noticed in traveling, it's never good to get lost. Much as I hate to admit it, I have been lost. I actually, probably, I think on this trip, I'm not going to say I was lost more than five times, but I would say I was lost at least once, and maybe twice. And I don't know why exactly that happened. We've really evolved in our ability to get directions anymore. I mean, they have all these sort of sophisticated technological apps, applications that you can get on your phone. You just type in the address, and then a lady comes on and, says, turn right here and turn left here and yada, yada, yada. There's another one called Waze, Waze. Maybe you've used that before. And you can change the voices, so some character sounds like John Wayne or the chief petty officer, or I don't know. They have all these different types of voices. But anyway, the point is, it'll tell you like if there are road conditions up ahead, there's road construction, there's a stalled vehicle. It even goes as far as to say there's police ahead. And so you're aware of these different things as they're going on. But even those map directions or navigation systems, they aren't 100% accurate all the time. And they definitely don't show you all the time the shortest way to get to some place. Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I've been on those, getting those navigational systems, and it might take you a completely different way than somebody who's actually been to that location and say, well, why did you go all that way? And your response is, because that's what the navigation system told me. Now, how I got lost exactly, I don't know. Maybe the navigation system wasn't working. Maybe I had my own ideas. Back in the day, believe it or not, we would actually stop and ask for directions. We might even go to a grocery store. We might go to a convenience store. Gas stations were notorious for giving people directions. Because you know what? If you went into a certain neighborhood or a certain town, a certain city before all these technological advances, guess what? You didn't have any idea really where you were going. Maybe you had to meet somebody somewhere, or they were just giving you descriptions of how to get to where you're going. Like Jackson and Mary Ellen, I mean, if I just got in the car and started driving towards what I thought was, I mean, I might have the city where you live in. I might even have your address. But let's just say I knew you lived in Kansas and I started driving in that general direction. Man, I'll tell you what, I would not have the first clue about how to get specifically to the place where you live or where we could even meet up. I mean, I wouldn't even know where Starbucks is. And that in and of itself is quite a journey. But I guess my point is, I'm kind of drawing this corny analogy, is that the Bible is like our map. It's like our roadmap. Some of you used to remember Thomas Brothers maps, and we'd look up a specific street address, and then you could see it, all these printed pages. And so, yeah, the Bible is like a roadmap, but it's like God is the one giving the directions. And so it kind of helps us to have a clear, somebody prayed about it, it was in the manifestations, to kind of have a clear identity of the voice of God when we're getting that specific direction in terms of how to move and maneuver through life. It's a lot different than going from one physical location to another physical location. But You know, in Psalm 119, I think we'll look there real quickly, briefly. I love the book of Psalms, as you all do, I know. But Psalm 119 especially, is just so full and rich of all sorts of special and unique things that just minister to our hearts, I think, and encourage us, strengthen us, help us, minister comfort to us, whatever the need may be. A lot of times you can just find it in Psalms. And in Psalm 119, 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now, what does a lamp do? Well, it lights our way, right? I have a lamp on sitting right next to me here. I actually have an overhead light on. I guess that wouldn't be called a lamp. But I have a lamp sitting right next to me. What it does is it gives me the ability to see. It dispels the darkness in such a way that I can see this nice picture on the wall. I can see some scripture verses. I have a picture of my son Josh and I in my office. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. But in a spiritual sense, the Word of God, as we take it into our hearts, it's a lamp. It enlightens us. It helps us. It gives us perspective. It gives us one of the greatest things that we need, man. And I'll tell you, I need it too. That's wisdom. Wisdom. That is knowledge from above to give you the big picture in terms of what is going on. Because in our crazy world, there are so many voices, right? We need not only a knowledge of the Word, but that Word of God leads us to a greater knowledge of who God is and into that holy of holies, into that environment where God can speak and we can understand it. That the word is a lamp unto my feet. It helps me. It directs me. It guides me. And it's a light unto my path. You know, there's nothing worse than stumbling around in the dark. I've done it. You've done it. You've done it at night. Maybe you had a sore toe as a result of it, or you tripped over something else, or whatever. There's nothing like stumbling around in the dark. That's not what the kind of life we want to live, right? We are just so blessed to know the way, the truth, and the life. That Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That we have had exposure to such a voluminous amount of knowledge of the Scriptures. And what does that do? It has brought a significant amount of light into our lives so that wherever we go, we're dispelling darkness. We're bringing light into every situation that we're physically in, whether we realize it or not. It's because of who we are, who God has made us to be. When we're in those physical environments, we are giving off something because that Word of God is hidden. It's living. It's real. It's buried deep within our hearts. And it lights the path. It dispels darkness. I just love this. How about Psalm 119? We're not going to go very far here. Psalm 119, 130. Let's start at 129. I mean, we could read every verse in this Psalm, because I believe every verse mentions the Word of God. Psalm 119, 129. Thy testimonies are what? Wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words does what? Gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word and let not iniquity have any dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Man, what a heart that he has here to see exactly what's going on. It's absolutely incredible. But I love that 119, 130. The entrance of thy words gives light, and it gives understanding unto the simple. You know, like the song Amazing Grace says, I was lost, but now am found. That's us. We were lost. We were empties walking, you know, just down here on earth, not knowing exactly what was going on. But God had just this great perspective, this great love. He saw the cry of our hearts, and he reached down and just got us in the environment where we would believe in the work of his son, Jesus Christ. And at that point, our lives completely changed. We entered into the light. You know, like Bob Carden was sharing just last weekend, we can go to First John 1. Great topic of fellowship. And fellowship is the secret. He asked a wonderful question. It's, if fellowship is the secret, then what is the secret to fellowship? And that's a lot of what he talked about. And so at some point in time, when I get the audios put up on the website and on our YouTube channel, I would encourage you to either listen to it for the first time or re-listen to it when you get a chance. So in verse 5 of 1 John 1:5, it says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is what? Light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light. When we go into the presence of God, we're absorbing and beginning to really reflect that which God is. God is light. God is love. God is goodness. God is gentleness. God is kindness. God is long-suffering, compassionate. In verse 7 it says, and if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses us from all sin. We're no longer lost. We're no longer walking in darkness. We have the light of the gospel that has shone into our hearts to give us great knowledge, great perspective, great understanding, and our ability then to connect with God, who then puts us in these environments to connect with other people and share a little bit of that light that we've been given to help others who maybe are a little more confused about the goodness of God, the love of God, who Jesus Christ is, and a number of other things. But that Word of God is what gives us light, and the spoken Word of God that God gives to us. And it's just a wonderful, very simple truth. I know I'm not recreating the wheel here or anything, but so good to just be reminded of some of these simple truths. And then that great prayer in Ephesians. In Ephesians 1:15, where it says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That's the God we work for. This is the God who wants us to know. He wants us to be spiritually enriched, spiritually wise, spiritually filled with a great knowledge of his goodness, his kindness, his power. to a point that all we want to do is give it away. See, that is how fulfilled and so empowered we have become, because we have a God that's so magnificent, so awesome, and we get a taste of a little piece of that. And as a result, we have so much to give. We're so empowered and strengthened to just help in any situation, because we have the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, and healing, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecies. We've got 9 evidences of the Spirit of God that was with us. See, God can speak with us. We can speak with Him. We can minister in these situations, any situation. We have nothing to be afraid of. And maybe the wisdom from God is don't do anything. But maybe the wisdom from God is, this is what's happening, and this is what it would take to resolve the situation. There's just nothing in a box. There's no formula. There's no equation, because it's a walk by the Spirit. And that is a beautiful spiritual reality of the grace administration, that, yeah, we have parameters, but ultimately it comes down to a lifestyle of walking by the Spirit, walking with God. And the cool thing is that it will never flow across purposes with what we know to be true from the Scriptures. So that's really what I wanted to share tonight, in that I've been lost and I've been found. And God was the one who put and gave me the right start, the right picture. He's the one who gave me a vision of the destination. Now, the destination may still be to come ultimately, but day by day, we can still pray to get that enlightened understanding and that direction and purpose to be able to move forward and to really live out those good things that God has prepared for us. In verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "For we are His workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should," what? "We should walk in them." We don't have to go looking for them. Let's just walk. Let's just move. Let's just take that first step, see? And then the next step, and then the next. Amen? Father, You're so good to us. Half the time, I don't know if we really know what's going on, but we know that You do. So we ask You for great wisdom, great perspective, Father, great energizing of the Spirit of God within us, so that we can live the victory, live above the circumstances, live above our feelings that are just want to so dominate us. And thank You that You've given us the ability to know You, Father, and we just admit that we need You so much, God, and that we depend on You to help us in the minutest ways to live a life that's so full of victory. It's such a blessing. So we thank You, God. We love You. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.